Hey, y'all, I wanted to take a second before we get into this episode to remind you that the show is also available on YouTube. And starting from episode number 101, it's all in 4K. I'm trying to make the best video podcast I can, so definitely check it out and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Go to youtube.com/@progressionspod or hit the link in the show notes. If you're not getting enough progressions and you want to get even more thoughts on creativity, productivity, and growth in music, then you should sign up for my newsletter. You'll find a brief article in each monthly edition, as well as updates on progressions and myself. I'm also sharing some workflow hacks and links to stuff that I found interesting or helpful. So it should be fun. If you want to stay up to date on the latest and get all the bonus stuff, go to travisferrance.com/subscribe or click the link in the show notes. I want to take a second to tell you about Secret Sonics, a podcast by Ben Wallach and Carl Bonner. Secret Sonics is one of my favorite shows, and it's now double amazing with the addition of Carl Bonner as a co-host. Ben and Carl have teamed up to discuss the real-world trials and triumphs of music production. They cover it all from mixing and studio tricks to branding and mindsets. If you're a fan of progressions, you'll be a fan of Secret Sonics. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts or hit the link in the show notes. Hey, welcome to Progressions. This is I guess we'll call it a quarterly review. I'm going to do another unscripted episode here, and I guess it's the end of Q1, so we'll call this first quarter review. I guess the question that I want to ask you is, have you reviewed your goals that you set at the beginning of the year, if you set any goals? My kind of target goal for the first quarter of 2024 was to hit 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. And I did come up short, but I'm super happy with the result. I came up like 140-ish shy, but it was a pretty lofty goal, assuming that I didn't have a video that would go viral, which I did not. And I'm satisfied with where I got to. This would be a good time to go to youtube.com/progressionspod to subscribe. But I'm happy because I shot high and I made a lot of progress. And I think that's the trick for goals. I mean, it's super cheesy to say shoot for the moon or whatever, but aiming just outside your reach forces you to get creative. I think the goal should be to target something that you're not exactly sure how you're going to do, whether that's because you don't know what you need to do to get there, or maybe you've never hit that target before, whether that be, I don't know, number of mixes you book or number of beats you make or whatever it is. I think when you do that, when you stretch yourself purposefully with your goals, even when you don't hit them, I still think you get a little energized. Like I said, I was super happy with, you know, where I got to on the YouTube, and I'm not defeated by it despite the fact that I didn't hit my target. So I think if you're setting goals that you know are a stretch, then you should be happy that you got close. And if you didn't get anywhere, then you know, that's not about goal setting. That's about going back and reading Atomic Habits, right? It's about the systems that are going to take you towards your goals. That's what you should be looking at if you've set a lofty goal for yourself and made 1% progress. It's not about the goal at that point. It's about the work that you're doing. But setting a big, hard goal and getting 80% there or 75% or whatever, I think that's fair. I think that should be energizing to you. And I think you should be happy with your results. Something else I wanted to talk about, I'm going to work on an article, newsletter, post, blog thing for this, is prioritization. This came up in last week's episode with Greg Lehrman, the CEO of Output, about how important it is to prioritize what you're doing or you won't make progress. So this kind of ties into the goals a little bit. And I think that's what my focus for the second quarter of this year is going to be. I think it's going to be prioritization. Now, that's not a goal exactly, but it's going to be my guide because I feel if I'm prioritizing what's important to me, then I shouldn't feel the pressure to run around and deal with everything as if it's some kind of emergency, which is not typically my MO, but it does happen from time to time. I'm sure it happens to you as well. See, when you try to overserve a particular part of your life or business, then you put other things on the back burner. And sometimes those things are actually more important to you. And that's, I think, when you ultimately get frustrated and you start to dislike what you're doing. So how am I prioritizing? I'm prioritizing in a way that I think is pretty logical, probably going to be in line with most of you, but I will be prioritizing family and health first, personal stuff. You know, I'm a father first. I'm a husband first, and I want to be there for a long time. So I'll be taking care of myself. I'll be working out. And, you know, that's not work stuff. And this is a career podcast, but that's the stuff that gives you the energy to keep going. And I did the work as my top priority for a decade when I came to LA. And it's the reason that I have a career, so I don't regret it. But it's also the reason that I ended up frustrated at some point and started this podcast to help other people maybe avoid some of the negative aspects of, you know, sacrificing everything for your career for far too long. And second priority for me is going to be my mixing. That is my job. That is how I pay my bills. It's where I want to compete at the highest level. And that's going to take putting in work. And doing mixes is not always putting in work, right? Getting better, practicing, learning new things, comparing new plugins. That's the kind of stuff I'd like to do a little bit more of this quarter. Maybe train my ear in certain aspects a little bit more because, you know, when you're working on somebody else's project, you can't always take the time to experiment and shoot out different 1176 plugins or whatever you're going to do. So I'll be doing some of that this quarter. And if that's something any of y'all would like to see videos on, whether plugin comparisons or reworking my systems, send me a message. I'm open to it. I don't want this podcast to become a music production tips podcast, but if somebody wants something like that, I'll consider it. And third, this podcast, Progressions, and more specifically, podcast growth. I think it's important to continue to put out regular episodes, even if they're unscripted like this one. This is a crazy busy week for me. This is all I have time to do, unfortunately, even though I have some great interviews in the bag. But I think what I'm going to do is I want to focus on growing this show. And I don't think that that means staying committed to the interview, solo episode rhythm that I started the year off with. So I think, A, I'm going to do what interests me at the moment. And if that is a bunch of interviews about music and AI, I'm going to do that. If it's a bunch of solo episodes about career growth, I'm going to do that. I think that's where I will put my heart into it the most, as opposed to last week I did an interview, so this week I must do a solo piece. What am I going to do this solo piece on? I don't think that's going to bring you the most value, because if I'm interested in something else and thinking about something else, that's what I'm going to do better. So I think that's the way to go. I'm going to try really hard to maintain that rhythm. But, you know, if I find something that feels interesting, it feels like it's working, then I'm going to go down that road for a little bit. And I hope you guys will be okay with that. And B, which I kind of just hinted at, is I want to do more of what I think will grow the show. I want to bring in a new audience. We've been doing this for 3.5 years. A lot of you have been listening for 2, maybe 3 years. And I would love to just bring more people into this community. So I'm going to try some different ideas. I'm going to be doing, I'm not going to go into it, but I've got a few ideas of ways that might, you know, diversify the audience of the show a little bit. And also, obviously, if there's something you want to see more of or less of on the show, then please send me a message, or you could leave me a voicemail. So this will be a segue into, there is a new Progressions website. My guess is that most of you don't wake up in the morning and go to progressionspodcast.com, but just the other day, we launched a brand new website, and on that website, at the bottom, you know where those annoying little chat bots would pop up? Well, that is a voicemail button. So you can go there to progressionspodcast.com, and you can click that button and you can leave me a voicemail. You can say, "Hey, Travis, I loved that episode," or, "Hey, Travis, that episode was garbage. Please don't ever do anything like that again." And I will listen to all those, and I don't think I can respond, but, you know, let me know where you are on socials. I'll respond there or wherever I can. And I definitely want to hear from all of you, and this is part of that. So you now have access to leave me a message, and I would love to hear from you. And there are also other cool features on that site, aside from looking way better than the old site, which was just came with, you know, my podcast host. You can't really change it. This new site, there are episode pages that now have video and audio and show notes. And something that I think everybody should check out is there's an episodes tab at the top that will break every episode down into categories. So I went through all 112 episodes that we have out right now. I gave them tags: mixing, production, creativity, music business. So if you are a songwriter and you only want to hear songwriting episodes, you can click on that and you can listen to songwriting episodes. Or if you want to listen to episodes about workflow and systems, there's a tab for that. So check that out. I think that it will definitely make it way easier to find something that is very applicable to where you are in your career. So I'm excited to have that as a feature. And I guess one more little piece of housekeeping. In the very near future, I'm going to add a stuff I use page to the show notes. I'll come up with a better name, but essentially it is going to be a list of all the stuff I use in my mix and studio workflow, my podcast setup, AI tools, business backend software, subscriptions, basically a master list of everything I use every single day. And some of the stuff on there will be affiliate links and some of it won't. But I want to share the tools that I'm using with you guys. And if there's something on there that you were considering picking up or subscribing to, it would be amazing if you'd use that link because it'll cost you nothing extra and it will support the show so I can bring even more stuff to y'all and make the show even better. So before we go, let's do a quick rundown of some of the recent episodes. The Venus Theory episode, if you've not heard my interview with Venus Theory, it is all about creativity and what it takes to make a living as a, quote, creator. I've personally really started to believe that working in the music industry is no longer about being just a musician. It's about being a creator. Making music is like the bar for entry. You have to be passionate about music to start, but your success is going to be determined by a lot more. Can you create an original marketing plan? Can you create a community around your music? Can you create meaningful connections with your fans? That term of creator, I think, has taken on this unfortunate connotation in content creator. People think of influencers. And I think we should stop thinking about it that way because all of us are creating something every day. It might be music, it might be lyrics, it might be graphic design. Maybe you write or you do software code. I think we should all explore what's interesting and just make stuff. That's how this podcast got started, and I love doing this. The next episode was my interview with Matt Ruffino. It's another really great episode. Matt is the broadcast music mixer for the NBC Today show. So anything that you have seen on that show or a clip you've seen on socials, he mixed that music. We talk a lot about broadcast music mixing versus studio mixing, what is similar, what is different. But the biggest takeaway there, I think, is that he starts with the vocal and he builds around it. I've mixed a few live albums, and vocal bleed is definitely something that has to be taken into account. But luckily, when you're doing those live albums, you have the ability to try to use RX or something to remove some of that bleed because you're using recorded tracks. He's doing this live. He can't do that. And so what he does is he builds everything around that vocal. And if I were going to do another live show tomorrow, another album mix, I would definitely start with that. It makes a lot of sense because things really change. You get a blend of the instruments that feels really great, and you push that vocal up and everything can go to shit immediately. So I definitely think it's important to steal that trick from Matt. If you're doing any live album mixing, just go ahead, start with that vocal open so you can build around it, not have to go in circles. And then the next episode after that was episode 111, which was a solo episode about burnout. I share a rundown of my story and how I reached burnout. I mentioned this earlier in the episode today. The key takeaway here is to understand why some of us burn out and some of us don't, right? You look around at your peers who are working nonstop, and they're not cooked, but maybe you are. Why is that? So if that resonates with you, check out that episode. It's pretty short, straight to the point. I think it'd be super helpful if you're feeling a little burnt out at the moment. And then the latest episode I already mentioned earlier, that is with Greg Lehrman, the CEO of Output. It is not a sponsored episode. I always have this fear that when I have somebody related to a brand on the podcast that people might think that it's a sponsored thing. And it never has been and never will be. So that is definitely not the case here. Greg has so many amazing insights. He built a company using his own money into one of the biggest software companies in music. And not to mention, he was a fully working composer before that. So this is the kind of person that you definitely want to learn some lessons from. The main topic of conversation is AI and how it might enable us to be more creative. I know it's the hot topic. It's also really interesting to me. I'm really curious to see how this is going to change the industry. I know there's going to be a lot of negative stuff. I also know there's going to be a lot of positive stuff. So we get into all that kind of stuff. We also talk about Greg's past as a composer, what it was like starting Output. So I think there are, like I said, a lot of takeaways from having these conversations with, quote, founders, because ultimately we're all running our own little business and we need to think like entrepreneurs. And so I love having entrepreneurs on the podcast. So I think that's it. I think that's our wrap for Q1 2024. I know the show is very different this year than it has been in the past. I'm enjoying making the changes as we go. I hope you guys are enjoying it too. So drop me a voicemail. Let me know what you think, or send me a message if you want to do that. And so I will see all of you next week. That's it for this week's episode of Progressions. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Be sure to check out all the links and resources mentioned in the episode down below in the video description or in your podcast show notes. If you're listening to this as an audio podcast, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify. It helps the show so much. And if you're watching on YouTube, feel free to drop any thoughts or questions about the episode down below. Let's keep the conversation going. For those of you watching, you'll be getting a link to another episode you might enjoy popping up somewhere right about now. And for those of you listening, check out the YouTube. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and I will see y'all next time.